following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. This is such a beautiful, beautiful Saturday.
It is,
for now.
What do you mean, for now?
Well, they say it may rain. No, actually, it may storm around 5 o'clock.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, I love the rain.
Okay.
You know I do. Because I understand its importance to our particular industry. We need the grass to be green to make the homes prettier.
Well, have you noticed that in the last 2 weeks, because it's rained a lot, the grass really has gotten greener?
Yes.
And
yes,
the ponds have filled up a bit?
Yes.
They have.
It's so nice, isn't it?
It's good. And
yes,
the sky,
everything looks healthy.
Yes, the sky is much bluer.
Summertime.
It's summertime.
It's
looks
summertime.
Good. Good morning,
hey, I have
everybody.
To give a shout out.
Who are you going to give a shout out to?
To Gus. You know Gus and Carol.
Of course.
Yes, our friends and past customers turned friends. I guess you could call it like that.
Well, they're much more than friends. I mean, we traveled to Europe with them last year.
We did indeed. But anyway, Gus had surgery this week. And in Gus's honor, I just want to say to everyone, as sort of a public service announcement, check your body for spots. You know, people who live in Florida, we sometimes get cancer spots. So you need to look.
Okay.
And have it checked out. He had some surgery this week, and he's doing fantastic. What a trooper.
All right.
Yes.
Well, we hope that everyone had a great week. We had an interesting week in that it was a very interesting home inspection. So we want to talk about that in just a little bit. But first, we want to say that we are your problem-solving realtors on the radio.
We
so if you have
that.
Questions, we want you to call. What's the number, Angela?
To talk to me, you have to call. So that's 904-222-TALK, which is 8255.
Yeah, the radio station is touting a different number, but, you know, you'd have to come up with a different jingle, so you're going to keep with the old one, right?
What do you mean they're touting a different number?
They've been saying for the last month or so to use a different number, but we're going to stick with the old one because both of the phone numbers work.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to need the old one because I could get creative and get a new jingle, but gosh, Howard, I've been doing this jingle for at least 5 years. Haven't we been in this building 5 years?
In this building, yes. On the show for 7.5 years.
Yeah, but we started in a different location
yeah.
and the WBOB moved.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
And it's Independence Day. It's the eve of
Independence Day? What are you talking about?
Next week is...
Oh, coming up. It's party time, baby.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, a lot of people are on vacation this week, and they're just, in, you know...
Especially next
enjoying.
Week, there's going to be a long weekend. Hey, you know, we've been given special days so to celebrate, so there are some days that are special. Or today is
so
a special
funny
day
with all this day thing. Go
so
ahead.
Today is Bartender and Mixologist Day. So if you know one, or you want to be one, or you like to drink and you know mix things, so it's a special day to you. It's also the Feast of Saint Peter's and Paul Day.
Oh, I like Saint Paul.
It's also Great American Picnic Day. So get out there and have a picnic today. Finish up before 5 o'clock because you said that's when it's going to rain.
Yes.
And it's Hug Holiday Day.
What does that
especially
mean?
Especially for those in need of a hug.
Okay.
So, and they said it was like designed for like older folks. So if you know a lonely older person.
Hey, wait, do I qualify? Am I old enough to qualify as an older person in need of a hug?
Usually you tease me about that.
Well, definitely, if I qualify, you qualify.
Well, I wish I was with my dad. He just moved into an assisted living facility in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, that's been a big change in his world, hasn't it?
Yeah, but there are a lot of people there that
That he knows.
That he knows already.
Yes. So that's great.
Yeah. 93
But it's still, you know, I'm sure it still feels more like moving into a hotel than living in your home.
Yeah. He said it's a great place, but it's just not home yet.
It'll get there.
Yeah. It's also National Almond Butter Crunch Day.
Ooh, I got to tell my sister.
Okay.
She likes almond butter.
And National Waffle Iron Day.
Okay.
How, you know, where did these things come from?
I have no idea. And who deems it to be? That's
I don't
what
know.
I want to
National
know.
Camera Day.
I love my camera.
And this next one is special to so many people.
What?
So many of our listeners out there, and you and me. It's National Celebrate Your Marriage Day.
Oh, well, celebrate your marriage day.
All right. Alan, did you hear that?
Is that his wife in here?
Is that your wife?
You know what? I'm going to make you guys sick like you make me sick. You get in there and smoochy before the show. I'm going to have to smooch her.
Oh, look in there. Here you go. She's coming.
All right. Alan's wife is back from a vacation of 2 or 3 weeks. I'm not going to say a vacation from you, Alan. But she's shaking her head, yes. So it's National Celebrate Your Marriage Day. You don't have to wait till your anniversary.
That's
you
right.
You can do it today. In fact, you can do it every single day of the year. Give thanks to that person that is beside you. And
so what are you going to do? Are you going to celebrate today or every day of the year?
I tell you every day that I love you, honey.
Oh, we need more celebration
Multiple
than that,
times.
Dear.
There you go.
I need more celebration than just I love
All
you.
All right, let's get back to some real estate here. We're going to answer your questions, and we want to tell you what happened this week.
Very interesting.
We want to talk about the importance of specialized inspections. And we always recommend, of course, when a buyer is going to buy a house, sometimes the seller wants to do a pre-inspection. We recommend that, but to do an inspection. And we have some very talented people doing the inspections that we recommend, of course, with Property 360 and William Chandler.
He's so awesome. What a brainiac.
Oh, man.
He's got a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience.
Well, he's built like
a thousand
homes
more than a thousand
in
himself.
His 60 years of life. Which is amazing that he has that much experience. So he knows much more than the typical person that
Plus
is.
Plus all the other certifications he's gotten.
Yeah, he's a pest control specialist. And he just knows so much. But sometimes you need a particular expert that is doing certain things. Like, you know, if there's stucco and there's some cracking, you may need a stucco specialist.
Okay.
Or if you see some wiring that you may need a electrician to do some further evaluation, maybe just to give you a cost of what it would cost to rewire a house. Or if you have cast iron plumbing and you see a leak in the slab, you may need a plumber to do an evaluation of what it would cost to do that. If the air conditioner looks like it's about to be dead or is dead, you may need someone to come out and give you a price on what it would cost to replace that. Insurance requires on an older home what's called a four-point inspection. Angela, you want to tell people what a four-point inspection is?
No, I'll let you do it.
Okay. Well, there
it's
are four parts
of
your
day
house.
Today.
Oh, it's that marriage day. You're giving me the honor of doing that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there are four points of the house that insurance companies want to look at, and that includes the roof, the electrical, the plumbing, and the
structure.
And the structure itself. So a typical home inspector, or most home inspectors, are qualified to do that sort of inspection. But we're going to talk about one when we get back, which we had the opportunity of doing this past week, which was really, really interesting. And it doesn't occur very often here in Florida, but it does on some older homes. So you're going to have to stay with us and hear all about that. So Alan's wife and family are going to hear all about that because it's really, really interesting. Very, very educational. Right, Angela?
You got it, Howard.
And it's one,
that's what we do here at Real Estate Radio.
And it's one where the inspector gets down and dirty. And I mean dirty. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. It is gorgeous out. I'm looking past you out the window. Oh, my goodness, it's beautiful.
Well, how about after the show, we leave and go outside? Of course, you know we're going to do that anyway, right?
That's what we do. It's kind of hot, right?
Yeah. We're meeting a prospective tenant.
Yes. You know, this
the house
is exciting.
That you grew
even,
up in.
Right. Because his mother was a customer of ours.
How about
she
that?
Was a radio show listener to WBOB, to our show, and she called us to come list her house. And then when her son's looking for a place to rent, she called us, and I happen to have a vacancy.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting about that sale, I mean, we're diverting a little bit, but that's okay. That's what we do.
We divert a lot.
Is that we had one of our staging people come and say,
yes,
you know, we have to rearrange this townhouse. It just doesn't look quite right. It looks too small. And she came and we rearranged the furniture. And to her surprise, her meaning the homeowner, it made the room so much bigger. That place sold just like that.
It did. Super fast.
She couldn't believe how much bigger her place looked when we rearranged the furniture. And, you know, that just shows the benefit of staging and listening to some other people's advice.
That was Catherine Frazier with Decorating Delights,
yes,
who came and did that. Her forte, I think, is that she works with furniture already in place and, you know, changes things around and brings a few pieces in. And she is a very, very talented stager.
Yes.
I recommend her highly.
Okay. So before the break, we were talking about unique sort of inspections that are done. Now, of course, we had a house this week that we were looking at that actually had two wells for water. So we had a well inspector come and test the water and making sure that the wells worked properly. And sometimes there's a septic inspection as well. And this house, particular one, had two septics. So those are checked as well by a specialized inspector. And so that's a unique one. Sometimes a general contractor is needed if there's like extensive wood rot to find out what it requires. But this particular home that I said an inspector gets down and dirty. Now, most home inspectors will go under a house if it has a crawl space. They put on like a little Tyvek uniform, putting on a little hat and a light that goes straps around your head so they can see under there. Most of them don't like do that because you never know what you're going to find under a house. There might be a live cat. There may be a dead cat. There may be some snakes roaming around. But what they do, you never know.
Bugs for sure.
And what they're looking for.
No wimps allowed under a house.
Yeah. What they're looking for is just to see whether there's any wood rot, whether there's any leaky pipes.
Look for the pilings of the home, see what they're made of, see what condition they're in.
Whether there's any open electrical wires, because some builders or homeowners get lazy and they do some wiring that's not in an approved
conduit.
There you go. Yeah. Or open junction box. You know this stuff. Of course you do.
Yeah. I've been a realtor 20 years, Howard. I better know the stuff.
So
20 years.
A home inspector went under the house and he found some damage that was done by termites. So now that could be a big problem. It could be a little problem. It depends on whether or not there are live termites, or it could be old damage. The damage could be 5 years old, could be 10 years old, could be 50 years old.
Not just termite damage, though.
Wood rot.
Powder post beetles.
What are powder post beetles?
Well, that's the name of them, powder post beetles. But when they when they're in the wood and come out, they leave a little white, kind of a white dot as their exit hole, so you can tell. Oh yeah,
yeah, they're tiny.
So they can ruin some wood. That's for sure.
They don't
just like termites can.
Yeah, but
you see them under the older homes.
Yeah. So this particular house had some extensive termite damage, some powder post beetles, and some wood rot. And some of the main beams underneath the house were rotted away, causing the floor to sag. So we had to get an expert to go under the house and to see how bad it really was and what it would cost. So we called a customer that we have used before, not a customer, a vendor.
Vendor.
Who's an expert on foundations. We called Alpha Foundations. And he went under there with, again, the suit and the light on his helmet. And he went under there with a camera and did a audio-visual recording. So took a camera to record anything, spoke into the camera, recorded everything, did a 15-minute video talking about really what was wrong all around the underside of the house, and then came up with a plan to fix it. And there were some major, major problems. Like holding up the house, there are piers and pilings that sometimes are made of cement, sometimes are made of cinder blocks, sometimes are made of bricks.
Which is what this was.
So some of these bricks were all crumbled and no longer holding up the wood floor above it.
Yeah.
The piers, I mean, it was gone. And some of them had tilted. We saw pictures of that. We saw the pictures of the wood rot. So it gives the buyer an opportunity to see really what the problems are. Not only the buyer, but the seller. Because, when you live in a house, you don't necessarily notice things that occur over a period of years. But when you walk into a house the first time, you kind of notice maybe that there's a tilt in the floor.
Yeah.
But if you live there over a period of years, you may not know it.
Right. Yes.
So you were going to add something. Go ahead.
No, I don't remember now.
You don't remember now? Okay. So this house had some major problems. They even have a device that can look that they put in each corner of a room and then in the center of the room to measure the difference in elevation between the center of the room and the corners.
That's cool.
To see whether or not there's a tilt of quarter inch, 1 inch, 2 inch. And in some of the rooms, there was a difference of 2 inches between one corner of the room and the other corner of the room to show that it was really tilting. And in fact, there was in danger of the floor collapsing. Really, really important to find. Now, this was an older house, so you expect that there's some settling.
Yes.
But the issue is, what is an excessive amount of settling? And it's an educational process for both the buyer and the seller. Now, does it mean that the buyer should not buy the house? No. All of these things are fixable. There's a cost involved, and the purchase price should be adjusted accordingly, or the seller fixes the things, because he's going to have to fix it eventually anyway if he decides to keep the house, because it's a danger, if the floor collapses. Now, these
yes,
are things
is.
That are not covered by insurance, homeowner's insurance, because they happen over a period of time. Now, if all of a sudden there's a collapse, that collapse is fixed, but wood rot and termite damage is not repaired. But all of a sudden, the collapse is, because that's a sudden thing. Anyway, really, really interesting to see the pictures, to see the video. Alpha Foundations does a great job. And
they're very, very thorough. Very thorough. I was very impressed with the videos that were taken and all of the calculations throughout the entire house.
Yeah.
They could have just looked at the one part of the home that was built off grade, because the rest of the home was built on slab, but it too had some things happening.
Yeah, they did a repair on one of my rental properties where the main beam that went from the front of the house to the back of the house, which was 32 feet long, had wood rot over the years. And instead of going under the house and having to replace that, they actually put 8 different jacks under the house and lifted 4 different metal beams, essentially lifted the entire underside of the house, and therefore did not have to replace that 32-foot beam. Saved a lot of time and a lot of money by doing it that way. So great, great solutions.
Yes,
that they came up with.
Isn't it, did I understand correctly that if it were to settle in the future, that they just, everything's in place, they can just alter the jack?
Yeah.
Yeah. So isn't that cool?
It really is. It's,
yeah.
It, lifetime
so you know,
warranty.
You've got a future solution ready to go.
Yeah. Great, great job. Alpha Foundations. So anyway, that's why I wanted to talk about the different specialty inspections that there are. There are specialists out there to do things. That's why you have an inspection done, because there are so many things that a buyer does not know about on the house that they're buying, and a seller does not know about things until such time as sometimes they're ready to sell. And that's why sometimes it's good to get a pre-inspection done before the house goes on the market, so there are no surprises. We have a house coming on the market in a few weeks, and we're going to suggest to the seller, of course, that they get a pre-inspection done.
Yeah, it's been a rental home. They haven't lived in it since 2011 or 12. You know, tenants have been in there. They should have a home inspection done and get caught up on the condition of the home. Make any repairs in advance before it goes on the market. And because it's vacant, have it staged.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to do a discussion, something that we've never done in 7.5 years, is when should a seller take a price change. And you notice I didn't say price reduction. I said price change.
Absolutely.
We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us, everybody.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump being welcomed to South Korea by its president and one of its biggest K-pop boy bands. The president met with President Moon Jae-in at the Blue House. That's where the South Korean leader has his offices and home. He also met with EXO, a star pop group whose members gave the president a book. Meanwhile, the president has extended an invitation to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un to meet him at the DMZ for a possible handshake if they both have time today. Before leaving the G20 economic summit in Japan, the president spoke out on a number of topics at a post-summit press conference. Among the topics, trade with China. He told the Chinese leader that he believes both countries are close to reaching a deal they could both live with, and the president says he'll fight a federal judge's ruling against building a southern border wall. Construction was set to begin on that portion of the wall on Monday. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forevermark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forevermark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forevermark diamonds are individually cared for from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forevermark diamonds. And in fact, all of the companies in the Forevermark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forevermark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forevermark network. And in fact, we were one of the first five in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forevermark diamonds.
In San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Pontevedra.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your healthcare. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, July 6th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, July 6th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Sunday, July 7th, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Beach Concert No. 2 at the Seawalk Pavilion at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
It'll be mostly cloudy today with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 89. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to 74. 40% chance of rain through Sunday night, starting Sunday. Mostly sunny during the day, high 91. Mostly cloudy at night, low of 75. And then Monday night, 30% chance of showers up to 94 will be the high. Lows Monday night, 76.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for staying tuned with us today. As you're driving around, running your errands, or out in your yard with your headphones on, mowing the yard, or whatever it is you're doing today, you're taking your time out to listen to us. Howard and I just want to say thank you. We appreciate being here with you and educating the public about everything related to real estate.
All right.
Whether you need it or someone you know needs it, it's good information.
You know, the question that we get most often is, how is the market?
Well, very common question.
When you sell here in Northeast Florida between 700 and 800 homes a week, I'd say the market's pretty good, but it really depends on your particular home and your particular situation. And we've talked about that before. But how was the week overall
with respect to
sales and listings and all that stuff, Angela?
According to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 770 offers got accepted. That was actually down 5% from the last week. Now, 697 new homes came on the market, and that's about the same as it was from the previous week. 156 of the 697, they're already under contract.
Yow.
That's how much, what's that percent?
Gosh.
Like 23%, 24%? Yeah, it's up there. 31 of which went under contract on the very first day. And 659 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say, congratulations.
All right.
That is up 8% from the previous week.
But you know what? You know what's really exciting?
Yes.
Is how cheap it is to buy a home with respect to interest rates, because you know what happened this week?
What happened this
week? Well, not only did they come down, but they're at the lowest rates in not 1 year, not 2 years, but 3 years. And if you remember back 3 years ago, or 3.5 years ago, they were the lowest rates since they've been keeping track of rates. So it's unbelievable. Tell people what happened.
Well, okay. So the 30-year conventional rate fell 0.11 of a point to 3.73%. We're under 4% for a 30-year conventional rate. Think about that.
Way under 4%.
That is cheap money. I don't remember which customer we had, but he said, stop saying that. But it is. It's cheap money. This time last year, it was 4.55. So that's a, oh my gosh, huge difference.
0.75 of a point less than last year. Oh my gosh.
Crazy, crazy. The 15-year rate, it fell 0.09 of a percent to 3.16%. And this time last year, it was 4.04.
Wait till you hear.
That's almost a full point.
Wait till you hear the VA, the FHA rate.
Ready?
Oh my.
The VA and the FHA 30-year rate remains unchanged at 3.6%. So come on, that is the best deal going out there. You know, most people can afford to get a FHA loan because you only have to put down 3.5%. And you can get in the real estate game, and the interest rate's so low, 3.6% is nothing.
Oh, my.
You can't even get a credit card that cheap.
And what about if you're only going to be like around for 5 years or so before you get a bigger house? Should you get maybe a 5-year ARM? Tell everybody what a 5-year ARM is.
So what happens is when you get the 5-year ARM type of mortgage product, the rate that you get at the, you know, right that at the beginning of the loan stays the same for 5 years, and then it makes an adjustment. So
could be up, could be down.
Could be up, could be down. But it keeps it affordable for a lot of people. I think we generally think it's going to go up on year six. But if you're not going to be there for 5 years, then it's a great product.
And the interest rate, the average rate on that?
Well, it fell 0.09 of a point to 3.39. That's crazy.
I mean, if you're thinking about buying, what are you waiting for?
Now is the time.
And, you know, we've been saying that for a long time. Now is the time. But it just keeps getting better.
Yes, it
does. And who knows? I mean, the prediction last year was that rates would go up a point. They didn't. The prediction this year was that they'd go up a point. They haven't.
They went up and then came down. Yeah.
Oh, my, my.
Yeah.
We're here to help you.
We're at rates that are from 2016. Think about that.
Oh, my.
This is awesome.
It's great.
It's a great day in real estate. Get some cheap money. Call Christine Kennedy at, her number is 904-514-6969. She is so fantastic at finding the mortgage product that's right for you. We sent her a customer recently, and it was such a complicated file. When I first told her about it, she was like, ooh, I don't know if I can even do that. But you know what? She did.
Well,
she did.
When you say complicated file, give an example of what that means.
Okay.
Because a lot of people don't know, what do you mean a complicated file? How can file be complicated?
Okay. So that's a great question, Howard. So when in this particular circumstance, a lady was renting a home, and then she wanted to buy the home she was renting. And so that seems like a pretty easy thing to do, right? You don't have to move, just go get a loan. Well, as it turned out, by herself, she didn't make enough money to buy the house at the sales price. She made enough money to rent it, but not to buy it. She had been in a commission-only job, and she was in that job for less than 2 years. All of those things stack against her. And the other thing was is that she needed some more income added. And so what Christine was able to do was to get an exception directly from Fannie Mae where they could use the income of the parents she was caring for so that their Social Security income could be counted towards this loan. And it allowed then to have enough buying power to get a loan.
So the mother that the mother was living with her.
And father.
Okay.
So both of them, their entire income became income for the mortgage.
And normally that would not be accepted.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Oh. But she was taking care of them, and that had been demonstrated. And so Fannie Mae said, yeah, we'll make an exception.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So anyway, but my point about Christine is that she jumps through hoops. I mean, she thinks outside the box, and she is clever in her solutions, and she goes above and beyond to get people into homes. It is a passion, and she's as passionate about it as we are, and we just love having our businesses aligned together. So again, Christine's number is 514-6969.
Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's talk about when should a seller take a price change?
Ah.
And you notice I didn't say a price reduction. I said a price change. You know, some thoughts, but there's no hard and fast rule except one, and that is to discuss it with your realtor. So here are some options. And the biggest thing is when the competition changes, you know, there's thousands of homes on the market. So if the competition of like homes, homes in your community, similar homes, whatever, where a buyer is likely to look at your house and other similar homes, if those go either up or down, then it might be time to look at your house and either change the price up or down. And that not only houses that are listed, but ones that have sold as well. Perhaps if your house has been on the market for 2 weeks and nothing's happened, that may be a time to change. Perhaps after 10 showings, that may be a time to change. Some other times, Angela, do you have any ideas?
Of course I do, Howard.
Okay.
You know, every Tuesday we run a realtor caravan, meaning that we have the realtors come in and look at the houses that we've listed during the week. They give feedback about price. And so if they think their clients wouldn't pay that much or, you know, maybe they would pay more. They give really honest feedback about what they think the price should be.
Yeah. Sometimes the homeowner makes changes to the property, such as painting or putting in new flooring, putting in new appliances or staging, or they've put on a new roof. Or if the realtor is going to make a big marketing change. Another reason is if the realtor, there's something called a hot sheet. which comes out to realtors when a change is made.
Right.
So it, like,
so we're going to get their attention again.
So you make a change to the price, so it shows up on all the realtors' hot sheets.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about a big, big price reduction in a big, big state. Stay with us, everyone.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestpro.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years experience and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit thebuildinginspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Remember, you're doing part of this one.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. So guess what happened while we were at station break?
Well, you tell everybody.
Christine Kennedy walked in the door. Is her mic live? Yes.
Good morning.
How are you?
You did such a great, amazing job replaying that buyer story.
Oh, I'm so happy about that. You know, I mean what I say when you are such a critical part of our success.
Thank you.
And that you're so passionate about what you do. Like, it matters to you that these people get into a home. You're not in it for the money. You're in it for the journey. And you're in it to make a difference in people's lives. And they see it, they know it, they can sense it, and they want to do business with you. And we do too.
So there's another part of the story that I didn't get to share with you. So the mom when she moved her parents in, the mom was on hospice.
Oh, boy.
The mom,
I did not know that.
The mom being cared for by her daughter is no longer on hospice.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What a blessing. Mm-hmm.
And then their grandchildren, you know, get time with the grandfather, and they get to go fishing, and, you know, the grandfather gets to teach him how to go fishing because they live together now.
I love that. So it's just, I love that.
Wonderful.
It just keeps stacking. So.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It is absolutely awesome. And you helped another one of our customers this week who had a previous bankruptcy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
bankruptcy and foreclosure, actually.
Both. And so you were able to, because you've been working with them for, what, 3 months or something like that, right?
February or March that we've been working on that one.
So you have a lot of patience, which I love. Yes. And you advise them and counsel them about how to get all of that on track and to know what the deadlines are, right, when these things fall off of their credit report. Is that right?
Yes.
And then at that point, they're able to buy again.
And then that's when we like to talk to people, you know, 30 days, 90 days out, you know, 120 days out from where they're really, so that we can take the time to plan.
Yes.
Do what we needed to do. That's what we did with them. We needed a plan to be able to purchase in June.
Right.
So we put together a plan in February or March. They took the actions and the steps that I advised them to do. So when they're ready to go out with you, we were ready. So
right.
For all the people out there, if you think that, you know, you might be purchasing this year, you know, you need to have a conversation now so that you do the steps you need to do to be ready for when you are ready to ready.
Yeah, because as their time was approaching and I knew I had to put them on my calendar for house hunting, I'm calling you going, are they ready yet? Are they ready yet? Are they ready yet? Can you get me a letter? Because I'm not going to put someone in my car that doesn't have their letter, right? Because they would be so disappointed if they couldn't actually buy the home. Yes. It's not about me. It's about them.
100%.
Making sure they're prepared, making sure they have everything that they need to be successful in that purchase process. Because the purchase process is daunting. It's scary. It's emotional. Everybody's emotions are running high. They're full of anxiety. There's so many moving pieces and parts that happen at one time. And I tell you, it can be a little nerve-wracking. So the best thing we can do is make sure the buyers are ready to buy before they get in the car. And
yes.
You do a fantastic job at that.
You
and we
do.
Just want to thank you.
Thank you.
For
you
working
do. We
so
appreciate
closely.
It. We appreciate you stopping in.
Yes.
Hey, before you stopped in, we were talking about price changes. And I gave a little teaser for what we're going to talk about, which was a big price reduction in a big state. And the big state was California.
Okay.
You know, sometimes on million-dollar properties, we see price reductions of $50,000 or more. In fact, we had a price reduction in our office last year. In fact, you and I had a price reduction a couple of years ago on a $3 million property of $100,000.
We sure did.
That's as much as some entire houses.
Yeah.
How about this one? Angela, are you old enough to remember the TV show called The Beverly Hillbillies?
Oh, yeah, sure. Uncle Jed, Granny, Jethro, Ellie Mae.
Oh, you do remember it.
Yeah, I was a kid, but I remember.
Well, the show was filmed in a mansion in Bel Air, California.
Okay.
And actually, that house, that property, it's been on the market for 8 months with no acceptable offer to the seller.
So let me guess. The seller reduced the price?
The seller reduced the price, yes. But a little more than $100,000. $50 million.
Wait. That's an expensive house. They reduced the price to $50 million?
No. They reduced it by, get this, Christine, they reduced the price by $50 million.
That's a lot of money.
It was $245 million, and now it's at the bargain price of $195 million.
They're going to sell it today. Done. Those price reductions, they always work.
They always work.
So step right up, people. If
you need a realtor, call
if
me.
If you need a realtor and want an Olympic size pool and a 30,000, I did say 30,000 bottle wine cellar.
Ooh.
That would keep us secure
we
for a second.
We could do that. Yeah, we could do that. That sounds fun.
In 11 bedrooms.
And that's too many bedrooms.
A room with pot passers. Do you remember pot passers?
No. What's a pot passer?
The Beverly Hillbillies didn't know what a billiard table was, and they thought the cue sticks were pot passers. So you could pick up a pot with the cue stick and hand the pot to somebody on the other side of the table.
I swear, Howard, you know everything.
Oh my God, Christine, don't tell him that.
He does. He knows everything.
He knows everything. How about that?
So if you want a bit of history, you can buy a $195 million property, the Beverly Hillbillies.
How much money do you have to spend $195 million on a house and be okay with that?
A lot.
A lot, right? It should be, what, 30% of their budget? Do you think you could get them a loan?
Yeah, let's try.
Let's try.
Let's try. Yeah, that would be a big one. Hey, you know what it's time for? We're in the fourth segment. All right. It's time for the hot deal of the day. And we have an open house to talk about. Right, Angela?
You got it right, Howard.
Two Creeks. Two Creeks is a great community. It's a big community. One of the great things about it.
But you didn't say where Two Creeks is.
I'm going to. I'm getting there. One of the great things about it is that it's in Middleburg. And one of the great things about Middleburg is that house prices are dramatically lower because it's a little bit further out.
That's right.
For example, you can get a 3,000 square foot home with five bedrooms and a four-way split.
Four bathrooms, too.
Four bathrooms.
Yeah.
A screen lanai, a three-car garage,
yep.
A huge kitchen island, high ceilings, two convection ovens, Samsung appliances, two air conditioning systems, many, many built-ins, a huge walk-in closet, a true multi-generational house, a hot tub, a preserve lot, a corner lot, lots of amenities. And you were going to say something.
I was going to say, and it's got a big bonus room upstairs with a full bedroom and a full bath. And then downstairs, there's also an ensuite. So one of the bedrooms has a full bath inside of it.
There's also another den upstairs with that bedroom.
Well, that's why I said bonus room.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
It's amazing.
It's only
$305,000.
I mean, it's just the prices are unbelievable. And the house is less than 10 years old.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. It's a beautiful, beautiful home. It's going to be open tomorrow from 12 to 3.
Yeah. The address is 4027 Sand Hill Crane in Two Creeks.
Yes.
I mean, and just an amazing, amazing home. Amazing, amazing value. Three-car garage. And plus, you can fit six cars in the driveway.
That's a lot of cars. It's more than we have. We have a lot of cars.
It's just a beautiful home in a beautiful community. It's so peaceful. The neighbors are so friendly.
You know what I like about it?
What do you like about
Preserve in the rear, nothing across the street. It's a corner lot, so no house on one side. And the other side, the neighbor, is really far away because it's got a huge side yard. So a lot of privacy.
Really decorated nicely. It's got barn.
Oh, yeah, she's got excellent taste.
It's got two barn doors, the sliding doors in the house. Lots of built-ins. Beautiful, beautiful house. Hey, Angela and I love living here. Have a great 4th of July. The Van Weezer here to tell you what's going on. Have a blessed day, everyone. God bless.